From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. The United States has blocked a UN Security Council motion calling for an investigation into Israel's use of live ammunition against Palestinians participating in a mass protest along the Gaza Strip on Friday. At least 15 Palestinians were killed, 1,400 others injured. American University Middle East scholar Guy Ziv tells VOA the lack of progress with peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians contributes to the tensions.
The negotiations, so-called peace process, has been at a standstill since 4 years ago. The parties have just hardened their positions. The Trump administration is not really making a concerted effort to woo the Palestinians. And certainly what did not help was the embassy relocation decision.
President Trump announced last year he wants to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. In Sierra Leone, ballot counting continues for the presidential runoff election. Voter Andrew Williams believes the vote is a new beginning for his country.
Yes, I believe it's also Resurrection Day for Sierra Leone because we had had a peaceful election and now counting is going on. And I believe by Monday, we should have had the results and the winner will be declared.
Voters cast ballots for either the ruling All People's Congress Party's candidate, Samora Camara, or the Sierra Leone People's Party candidate, Julius Mada Bew. In Indian Kashmir, 18 people have been killed in three separate incidents Sunday as Indian troops conducted counterinsurgency operations. The state police say 11 militants, three soldiers, and four civilians died during clashes. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.